In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Grace and peace of God our Father, love of the Lord Jesus, and strength and consolation of their Holy Spirit be with you.
And with your spirit.
My friends, as we gather in prayer on this Sunday, maybe as a World Catholic Church, we are aware of the conclusion of World Youth Day in Krakow on this 30th anniversary of youth gathering with the Bishop of Rome to celebrate and to imagine their role in the Church. Maybe it's a moment for us to consider, what is our duty? What is our role? How do we contribute to the life of God in this community of faith? The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me." Jesus replied, "Friend, who appointed me as your judge and arbitrator?" Then Jesus said to the crowd, "Take care to guard against all greed. For though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions." Then Jesus told them this parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. He asked himself, "What shall I do? For I do not have space to store my abundant harvest." And he said, "This is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns and build larger ones. There I shall store all my grain and all other goods. And I shall say to myself, 'Now, as for you, you have so many good things stored up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, and be merry.'" But God said to him, "You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you, and the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong? Thus it will be for all who store up treasure for themselves, but are not rich in the matters what are pertaining to God." The Gospel of the Lord. Readings today are challenge and opportunity. Challenge, because each of the readings talk about what is your primary purpose. Why are you here on earth? What is the most important thing about you that when someone sees your actions, your family relationships, your work, when you're driving, whatever you do, what do people witness and see in you? That's the first challenge. And the second challenge is very clear. In the world in which we live, where there is harm and violence and terror, the question is, what's the meaning of it? What's the meaning of it? The first reading from the book of Ecclesiastes vividly describes vanity of vanities. And you know, I've often spoken about my hair loss, right? Vanity of vanities, right? Hello. I can't do much about it unless I spend a lot of money, and I ain't going to do that, right? I'm happy having less hair because I don't have to do what everyone else does who has hair, huh? But more importantly, I try to use my energy and resources to help others instead of spending a lot of time on myself. And not that those who spend a lot of time on themselves are naughty. No. Everything has to be balanced, what we do. If we do something for ourselves, it must be balanced in the general way that we do things for others. Love the Lord your God with all your mind, with all your heart, with all your soul, and your neighbor as yourself. So because I don't spend a lot of time on my hair, I maybe have a few more dollars to help those I see who are hungry, right? So think about the balance. It's not one over the other, but what we do for ourselves in relationship to others. Does that make sense? Good morning. Oh. So that's what I think certainly Ecclesiastes is talking about in a very clear way. If we live for the vanity, if we live for that best, most expensive car in the world, and then we have no time to help our dear neighbor who is struggling, woe to us. We've missed the balance that we are challenged to live in. But if we can afford that big expensive car, and we also help our dear neighbors, well then, that must be okay because there's a balance in it. The key is always balance. If our excess harms the neighbor, then woe to us. We've lost the perspective of the gospel. Some people say in the gospel story today, well, golly jeepers, I guess I can't save for my retirement because I shouldn't be storing things for the future. No, that's not what it's saying. It's suggesting that we balance what we save for the future in light of how we live now. If we're only saving, 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 and we don't wear clothes, or we don't buy clothes for our family, then there's an imbalance there, right? So everything is about balance. What Pope Francis said this week in Krakow with our young people, he challenged them very clearly, didn't he? He said to them, millennials, don't sit in front of your computers and your technology. Go out and engage. Because if any of us sit at home and use our technology 24/7, woe to us. The balance is not there. We must be engaged with our neighbor. We must be helping at the food pantry. We must be donating our resources and time. That's the balance that Pope Francis is inviting our youth to. And when you think about our readings today, they're also challenging us to do the same. Yesterday, I had the privilege of celebrating the Jubilees with the Sisters of St. Joseph of Orange in Orange, California, where there were sisters who were celebrating 75 years of religious life. That means they're 97, 98, and 99. They're pretty old, huh? And then women who were celebrating 60 years of religious life, anywhere from 78 to 84. And then women religious celebrating 50 years of religious life, anywhere from 68 to 78, depending on when they entered religious life. And as I reflected on the celebration with them, I remembered, because I'm the confessor for the retired sisters of the Sisters of St. Joseph of Orange, I reflected on my relationship with them through the years. Many of these women were teachers for 40 years. Most of us work 30 to 40 years and we retire, right? They were 30, 40, 50 years teaching. Hello? Maybe too long. I don't know. But nonetheless, they learned to balance their ability to teach with their ability to play and pray with their community. There were some sisters who visited the imprisoned as their ministry and how they were shaped. And they helped to shape those who were in prison to change their hearts from whatever harm they participated in. And there were women religious who were heads of major hospitals and how they celebrated in the midst of all that. Big job, there's a lot of tension, right? Hello?
How they balanced those tensions
with working in collaboration. So my question for all of us today is this. At the end of this month, when we have celebrated our independence, we celebrated it, I think, maybe 4th of this month, right? 27 days ago, we celebrated July 4th, Independence Day, right? Good morning. Hi. How have you and I thought about what is your purpose in life? Is it first to love the Lord your God with all your might, with all your soul, and to love your neighbor as yourself? So I invite all of us to this morning, consider, where is your primary focus? If it is loving God, then it will be very easy to love neighbor, especially your family, right? Hello? We have wonderful witnesses among us who have been married for a year, years. That is a witness of love. Whatever that gift is, we celebrate that because that is a living witness of what our readings are about today. Vanity of vanity, says Kohelet. All things are vanity except when they are measured and weighed by the love of God. If that is your gift, keep doing it. Enrich that. Think about how you will deepen that. And if you're not doing it, time to pause and rekindle where God is inviting you to be a witness in a world that is broken, in a world that harms itself, things against God's love. We are witnesses against that to promote dignity and love for all. Amen.